Are you ready? Wrestling fans, are you ready? For the thousands in attendance, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to this comeback slash Royal Rumble special episode of As the Heel Turns.
We're calling it season two.
Yeah, season two of As the Heel Turns.
I think we're at least in season three. We should do like British
style. We talked about that.
We talked about that, and we fortunately never actually had a break to call it season two. So this is season two. And when I say this is season two, I mean like this one show is the entire season.
Wow. See, well, if we talk to each other.
So maybe you should go back to your introduction.
We are right on the same wavelength. I was about to make the exact same segue. If you're wondering who we are Connor Dorion, the most beautiful man in the professional wrestling podcast world.
I was hoping you didn't forget to say that.
Yeah. The most intelligent, esteemed man in the professional wrestling podcast world, Dario Pop Passarelli.
I think that's another word for old.
And I am your host, Alexander K. Lee. The K stands for quality, as we all know, especially when it comes to proper grammar and spelling.
And proper broadcasting.
And proper broadcasting. But yeah, we're back together. You know, it's been a while. We've all been doing different stuff with our careers. And, you know, it wasn't always possible for us to record as conveniently as it was when we were attending the lovely Centennial College, which we're in. We're in the podcast booth right now.
Feels so weird being back in this school.
Yeah. One shout out to Centennial College.
Big time shout out to Centennial College. Big shout out to this year's J School, Sports J School. Keep that torch going, because I think we lit that flame pretty hot with our year. We got a lot of success stories out there. We got Dwayne Turner out there. We got Flip Livingstone. I'm not gonna name everyone, so I'm gonna left out. Jessica Patton, Stacey Deshawn. I'm just shouting at random people, but we got a lot of people out in the industry who are making waves, and it's very exciting. And I'm sure the kids from last year and the kids that are just coming in this year are also gonna do a lot of good. But enough about them.
Never as good as our year, though.
Never as good. We set the bar pretty high. But that's just a long-winded way of saying we're happy to be back, happy to be recording again, and just in time for the 2017 edition of the Royal Rumble, which is we're going to talk about quite a lot. And also, we're going to talk about just how much wrestling has changed and how our viewing habits have changed since we last got together. I don't remember the exact time, but it has been many, many, many months.
I think it was before WrestleMania last year.
It could be the last time. Yeah.
A long time ago.
And it feels like it's been, honestly, longer than that. It's just the speed with which the WWE moves now is crazy. The speed at which they sign new talent. And what are some of the new things that are just you guys want to talk about? What's come up that's really caught your attention?
Well, the first thing was the Cruiserweight tournament. I don't know, you guys watched it as well. Do you guys watch all the episodes?
Not all of them, but the majority of them. And yes, very, very fine quality of matches there. Mm-hmm. Very entertaining.
And they finally brought back the Cruiserweight title that I've been telling them to do for 3 years now, and I'm so disappointed they did it now because nobody cares about it.
Yes, and I had been telling them not to do it for so many years, and I feel justified in doing so.
I'm not saying you're right, Alex.
Well, you know, because you essentially did, I'm going to tell you this, Connor. There's nothing wrong. Well, the problem with the title itself is, and we've talked about this and other people have said this so many times, is what is a Cruiserweight wrestler now? Because you had guys like Daniel Bryan and CM Punk win titles who were Cruiserweight guys in the past. And not to mention even the guys who aren't Cruiserweight guys, who they all wrestle Cruiserweight style. You've got Roman Reigns doing dives to the outside. Kevin Owens obviously is essentially a Cruiserweight, even though he's got the look of kind of an old school heavyweight guy.
Seth Rollins is kind of the biggest one.
Yeah, Seth Rollins, he wrestles a Cruiserweight style. What's a Cruiserweight now, right? And it doesn't help.
205 pounds.
Allegedly. How
205
much,
and live.
Finn Balor just won the, he was the first winner of the Universal title. He's like 190, you know, he's under 200 pounds, right? But I mean, that's not the main problem. You know, you could still have it work with if it was booked properly, but it's just kind of, the way they just kind of threw it under Raw, it didn't work out for me. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
No, I think it should have had its own show to begin with. Very difficult to say that and then say, on top of that there's just too much wrestling. You know, I can't believe I'm saying that, but that's the truth of the matter. There is so much quality talent out there, not just within the WWE, but across all things. And I think that's the one thing that I've taken over this past year, is that it is just so much to handle. You find out, you know, what's happening with the luchadors out in the West Coast there. I can't think of the underground.
Lucha Underground?
Lucha Underground that's going on. New Japan Wrestling has been taken off, apparently having not only the match of the year at Wrestle Kingdom 11, but apparently the match of the last 5 years that's been going on over there. Local independent wrestling has picked up. People like Smash and been inviting over the past year.
In Progress, yeah.
Progress to come over, and Chikara as well. Everywhere you turn, there's wrestling. There's just so much of it. And then you focus on the WWE, and even this week coming up, you have what? The Royal Rumble Sunday night, Raw Monday, SmackDown Tuesday, as well as 205 Live on Tuesday, and then NXT on Wednesday.
Yep, it's taking over my whole week.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's hard to watch all of it when there's 123 hours of content each week, right? But like you said, you're hoping the Cruiserweights had their own show to begin with. But honestly, since they've gotten their own show, I don't think I've seen it once. I know you guys don't watch it as much as I do. But I think, Alex, you've been off for how long now?
I don't watch wrestling. I'll be honest with you, I never did. This is all, honestly, this whole thing has been a sham to just try and get my broadcasting career kicked off. And obviously it failed. Somehow I got roped into doing this show again. Maybe, you know, because I still think it can work. But I'm trying honesty now. Maybe honesty, just break kayfabe and just, you know.
What is kayfabe?
You know, the artificial reality of wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I'm breaking kayfabe. God, you're so young. God, you're so young.
I've grown up Pop, in an era where there is no kayfabe.
One day when that's true. That, man, how crazy is that, Pop, when you think about that?
Well, I mean, we looked at some of the things that we discussed last year or 2 years ago or when last time we discussed that still holds true today. Yeah. What is wrestling anymore? What's a finisher these days? What's a good guy? What's a bad guy? What's a face? What's a heel? Because all these lines have become more and more blurred. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I think what everybody's looking for is how to keep things fresh, how to keep things going. And especially when you have that many hours, you know, how are you going to grab my entertainment dollars compared to something else? But yeah, there are certain things that I think shouldn't be changed, like finishers, you know? Yeah, we had the discussion before, didn't we?
Many times. So you haven't had a chance. I don't think any of us have had a chance to watch the Wrestle Kingdom match. I know, Pop, you were saying. Oh, you have watched it.
I have watched
it. Okay, you were saying a friend had quite enjoyed it.
I not only quite enjoyed it, he actually forked over the money. He was in Japan at the time.
Yes. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, I'm sure everyone does by now, Kenny Omega, Winnipeg Zone, Kenny Omega was over there wrestling. Oh, man. Oh, Okada. I'm sorry. He was wrestling Okada, who's currently, I would say, is NJPW's biggest star. Again, I'm sorry I don't keep with NJPW, so if I'm wrong, but he's at least the one or two biggest star over in Japan. And he was wrestling Omega finally, a highly anticipated match. And Dave Meltzer, you know, the famous wrestling observer, one of the most esteemed wrestling journalists, gave it 6 stars. You know, he originated the star system. If anyone's ever seen, you know, wrestling, oh, 3-star match, 4-star match, it was Dave Meltzer and some of his peers who pioneered that system. So when he gave it 6 stars,
just to clarify, that's out of 5.
Yeah, that's right. So, you're right.
Just saying.
Yeah, 6 stars out of 5, and it's, you know, in this day of Twitter and the Facebook and the social media and the, you know, the Tumblr and the, you know what I'm talking about, Pop, right?
The Tumblr.
You know, the kids, the MySpace.
Is that like a gymnastics thing, tumbling?
Yeah, it's the Tumblr, the MySpace, Grindr. You know all about that, Connor, and. Oh, yeah.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
The typewriter.
The typewriter. Thank you. Well, I haven't quite gotten to that yet, but someday. But yeah, since the day of the internet, as soon as he gave that report, 6 stars, everyone was talking about it. People were already talking about the matches it was. You know, people had seen it. Now they can with the NJPW's online, sort of their own WWE network system. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, and people are calling it arguably the greatest match of all time. But I'm to understand it's that sort of Japanese crazy strong style where a lot of finishers, a lot of drama. Pop, go ahead. You saw the match.
Very much. And I think it was just because we're talking about the same topic. One of the things that was kind of held up and people weren't unsure about was the fact that with Okada's finisher, some kind of pull-in clothesline.
Yeah, the Rainmaker.
The Rainmaker, yes. That's it. Was a situation where Kenny Omega, I mean, they protected that for a long, long time. And Omega kicked out of it not once, but twice during the match. So, you know, it was one of those things that really caught people off guard, which I think is a good thing. And I think it makes that match even more special because they protected it for so long. And I think that's one of the things that we're missing right now because of it. I think whether people are like going for the quicker payoff rather than building up things over years and having that, you know, really long payoff at the end.
Now, yep. Alex, you're saying, sorry. that you're saying that it was more like strong style. Was it? Is that the case? Like, was it kind of like the match from earlier this year with Ricochet and Ospreay? Is it kind of like that style, or?
And that, to me, I thought was more acrobatic more than anything else.
That's more
else.
Lucha Libre, more yeah.
Lucha. Now, not to say that there wasn't any high flying. There was a little bit of it in tables crashing. Having the Young Bucks on the outside also added a bit of an element there for Kenny Omega. I said overall, for somebody that had not watched New Japan Wrestling at all, to be able to get into a match like that and get fully immersed into it very quickly just speaks to both of their performances.
You said the Young Bucks were on the side. Was the American Nightmare there too?
No, he was not. Nope. God, what a name though, eh?
That's great.
I told you, boys.
Yeah.
So, had you heard all the hype before you watched the match pop that had been hyped up to you as the greatest match ever, the 6-star match? And
Beforehand? Yeah. Or before I watched it, yes.
Okay, so how did that affect your viewing of it? And did you agree? Could you see, like, oh, this is why people...
I could see it was a sensational match. Obviously, I'm not equipped to say it was the best match in the last 5 years or anything like that, not having that much of experience. But yes, you can tell that match was special. You know, I look back, there's a handful of matches that you know were special. The Bayley versus Sasha match,
sure.
That was something special that was going on over there. Even the one that we saw at Smash Wrestling, Johnny Gargano versus Candice LeRae, there was something about that match that was just above all. This was one of those matches.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned, though, what one thing that made it great about the whole Rainmaker thing and his finisher, because, you know, we always talk about, you know, as one of the questions you ask, what's psychology now? What's wrestling psychology now? And what does it mean? Because matches are so different, and depending where the match takes place and the history of the match and storyline going into the match, certain things can be deemed, you know, quote-unquote realistic and or you know, whatever. Because I'm not a fan of the 90 finishers and guys kicking out of moves all the time. Like, for me, I find it exhausting. I find it doesn't tell a story. But you're right, within the right context, and if a move has been protected enough times, it, you know, that becomes the story, right? I guess I'm a little burnt out on, you know, WWE kind of adopted that formula for a lot of main event matches, where it's like, oh, this guy kicked out of an attitude adjuster. But it's like, if everyone kicks out of the attitude adjuster, what does it mean? You know, attitude adjustment, attitude adjuster. I don't watch wrestling.
Oh, we didn't feel like is correcting you at the time.
Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry. That's correct. That's what I meant. The FU, yeah. The FU, the STFU, yeah. But yeah, that's a good observation. I still have to watch the match. There's a lot of wrestling I have to watch. Like Connor, for example, you mentioned, first of all, how the Cruiserweight tournament, what a highlight that was. But it also opened the door for all these other tournaments they're planning now.
Yep.
I know they want to do a women's tournament in the future, which is an amazing idea, obviously. It'll be great. But they just did the UK tournament, which you watched. Tell us a little about that.
There's a lot of people, or almost everybody, I've never even heard of. A lot of guys from ICW, from Progress. I don't know if any of them came. Do you know if any of them came over to the Smash event with Progress?
Do not know.
No.
There's one guy I was familiar with in the tournament who I'll talk about in a second, but please tell me a little more.
So anyways, the winner of the tournament was Tyler Bate. So after the very first match on the Saturday, so they had all the first round matches Saturday, the next three rounds on the Sunday. After that first match, I don't know if I texted you guys, but I texted Chud, who I assumed was watching. He
Chud,
wasn't.
John Chidley Hill?
Yes.
Yes.
And I said, Tyler Bate is the man. I knew that after the first match, he was just, he's a young 19-year-old kid, great wrestler. He ended up fighting... remember who we fought in the final? I can't remember his name.
I know nothing about... I don't watch wrestling. How many times do I have to go? This is going to be a really awkward show because I don't. You guys ask me, so I don't watch wrestling.
I know, but you read about wrestling.
I watch MMA. I watch basketball.
Oh, you watch the fake stuff, didn't
you? Yeah, I watch the fake stuff. I'm sorry. I prefer fake violence, not this.
All right, I'll look at his name right now. But
okay.
Anyways.
Go on.
He fought him in the end. He was the only guy that I've seen in a long time that stuck to kayfabe the entire tournament. Like, he was built up as this badass, doesn't give a crap about anybody. After his first match, he attacked his opponent that he beat just for no reason. And then they announced all of the second round matches at the end of the show. They William Regal, he was kind of like the host. UK tournament. Anyways, they had William Regal as the host, so they announced their matches. And then at the end of the night, he just kind of beat the other guy up that he was facing just for no reason. Threw him around the ring, threw him in barricades, hit him with steel chairs. I can't remember his name around, though. But you guys got to watch it. It's fantastic.
Why have I not? I love British people. Yeah. I love British-style wrestling. I heard this kid is sensational. He's 19 years old. How did
19,
that even happen?
Yeah.
How did
the,
that?
The guy he fought was only like 23 years old.
Jeez. I know Jack Gallagher. You know, Jack Gallagher, my new favorite wrestler. Yeah. He's only like 24.
Isn't he not phenomenal?
Huh?
He's been fantastic.
He's amazing.
I was hoping they would have...
For somebody who doesn't watch.
I was hoping they would have like already established WWE wrestlers in the tournament, but mm-hmm. It was all indie guys.
Who could they use, though? Who's who's British? Who's a good British guy on the roster?
They didn't have just British. It was like Irish, Scottish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sheamus?
Sheamus. You could use him to put
I wouldn't use a guy like Sheamus, but I would use some guy like... I think Neville would have been good in it.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's not really doing anything right now.
Yeah.
He's kind of battling.
I like heel Neville. I think that's kind of good.
Heel Neville's
idea.
All right, yeah.
I will say, I've met a guy once who was in the tournament when I met him in a wrestling camp once. This guy, Saxton Huxley. I think he's still going by Saxton Huxley. Saxton the Muscle Cat Huxley. Very cool dude, intelligent, cerebral guy. He was doing kind of a Matrix gimmick when I met him. Sort of his promo was based around like, everyone here is just like is so hung up on material things. You don't know reality anymore. So take the blue pill. What it was in the movie, the blue pill, the red pill, whatever. Take the pill and take the plunge down with me into reality. Saxton Huxley, the Muscle Cat, very cool guy, really nice. And as soon as I heard he was in the tournament, I was super excited. I'm not sure he made it out past the first round.
I don't think he did. No.
Yeah, but again, good guy. He trained with Lance Storm, disciple. And I was excited for him and excited, really, yeah, for all the UK guys that got this chance. And I'm sure a bunch of them will be signed on, especially if they do go through with a UK-only show. Yeah.
Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne. I've heard of him.
Yeah, so you gotta check him out. He was really good, too.
Okay.
Is that what this is coming to? And what I mean by that is there's been such great rate reviews around these tournaments. Is that where we're going to see more and more of, away from shows or like Raw and SmackDown and more towards... a tournament style? Because, I mean, the Dusty Classic tag team, both tournaments turned out to be extremely well. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed them. These tournaments have been extremely well. There's more tournaments that are coming down the pipe. A women's one, for example. It's a great way to see new talent, and that might be how the landscape is shifting.
Mm-hmm. And create new shows. They're like they're planning to do a UK show, apparently.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, and which is a great idea. Because, again, Fight Pass is a global... Fight Pass. Oh, man, I haven't watched too much MMA. The network is a great idea. The network is global, right? And you can do events. You know, time zones is always an issue, right, when holding certain shows. But if you have your own network and it's global, you can put on a show whenever you want. And it's targeted towards that certain region. So just because it might not be convenient for most of your North American viewership, which is still your majority, but... if you want to do one that's just targeted towards European audience, you can do that. And it'll replay the next day and, you know, tape delay for American audience, things like that. So they have so many options with that. So it's a really cool idea.
But the problem with that, though, is we always rave about indie wrestling. This is going to kill indie wrestling. Because they're just slowly taking over all the territories.
Yes and no. I mean, it depends on pricing more than anything else. Because I still see a need for it because... there's one thing about watching it on TV. There's another different feeling, as we all know, when you're sitting, 2 feet from a steel cage, kind of thing. So
what a steel cage that was.
It got hit in the head by the end key or something like that from the keyboard that got smashed over his head. But like I said, if they start going into the indie shows themselves, then yes, that might be an issue. But if they're still being... companies still being able to portray, so they'll think we'll have a great time with it.
Just wait till they do the Canada tournament, Canadians only tournament, and then do a Canadian show, and then you're right, then maybe like then Smash Wrestling and
bye bye Smash.
Well, yeah, and some of the other Canadian promotions will be in trouble, but I don't think that's the case.
A group that's called WCPW. A couple guys that used to talk about wrestling out in Europe, and now they're actually running their own promotion, and they're actually having their own pro wrestling World Cup. Was supposed to be in a 64-man tournament over the period of time. And we'll have to see who comes into the Canada region to fight out. But I'm wondering if they do take like local independent promotions and then build it up to championship. So that's coming up in March. It'll be interesting to see what happens then.
64-man tournament. That's a...
well, it'll be like...
that's a lot of people.
Like, well, that's... yeah, but like that'll be over the span of 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, and it'll be about a 60-man tournament after the WWE keeps like scooping up all these talents in the middle of the... that guy put on a really great match in round one. Sign him.
Yeah. Put him in the Royal Rumble.
You mentioned the Dusty Tag Tournament. Did you see the video I sent you guys earlier with Gargano and...
No, some people have to work.
Yeah.
We don't have
you have
time,
phones. Watch it on your phone. There's a hilarious video with Johnny Gargano and Biff Busick, now Oney Lorcan of NXT, and Gargano's just cutting a promo as if Busick is his partner Ciampa, because they're both bald guys with long beards, and it's really funny. And then there's no payoff to it. It's like Gargano never goes like, oh, he never corrects himself. It's like Ciampa just walks in, just like taps Oney Lorcan in the shoulder and just says, "Oh yeah, hey man, what's up?" And just like takes his belt back and just. Oh, no, Gargano says like, "Did you change shirts?" That's it. Anyway, definitely everyone watch that. That's on the WWE's YouTube page. So.
And that I mean, wow, eh? Not only seeing Gargano obviously, but who was on Raw recently? The Squatch Mask. It was part of the Fourth Gun.
Not Tariq, I know that much.
No.
Tarek?
Yeah. He was on... who was part of the Fourth Gun?
I'm losing it now. Not Gulak.
Yes.
Drew Gulak.
Was on
he's
Raw.
He's been on a few times.
He's been on a few times. And
we
then
saw
you have...
Him at the
it's crazy.
Survivor Series.
Chris Hero.
Oh, he's back?
On NXT.
Can you believe that?
As what's his name? Cassius
Ohno? Cassius Ohno again, yeah. Yes. KO.
Wow. Again, I just...
KO number
keeps
two.
Me throwing back to Smash Wrestling and like I said, my introduction to it.
It's amazing.
And now I'm seeing all these people here going, I knew Smash Wrestling was good, but never this good this quick in terms of people going on there. But that's just because
it's
of
still
my
no
knowledge.
Candice
is going to headline the women's tournament, though. I think we all know that. When they do the women's tournament, she's going
to
be one of the showcase talents, right?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
But how about Heidi Lovelace, Kimberly? You know, they just got signed. So, yeah, definitely, you know, shout out to them and also message to everyone, all the fans out there. Go to your local indies because these guys get scooped up quick. And they're legitimately, I mean, you know, I got to say AJ Styles in Smash Wrestling brought AJ Styles in. And I got to see him. And now he's the WWE champion. The WWE champion. Sorry, yeah. Not the Universal champion.
And Kevin Steen.
Samoa Joe. Kevin Steen. Tyson Dukes was in the tournament. They'll bring him back, I'm sure. Cody Rhodes, right? It's incredible. So, yeah. always, people go out and support your indies. Should we talk about... Oh, well, first of all, you know what we should talk about? We should always talk about. And I'm not going to say Paige, because her and I are kind of on the outside of this whole Del Rio thing. But my new boo, Alexa Bliss. Apropos of nothing, I'm just going to bring up
fantastic.
Alexa Bliss.
She's been fantastic.
I think she's one of the five, legitimately one of the five most entertaining acts in the company today.
I wouldn't go that far, but she's definitely one of the top five women.
Whoa.
Right now.
She's the number one, I think, most entertaining woman and
oh,
top five act.
Charlotte is... so much higher than everyone else.
I still think her character work is not great.
Her in-ring work is fantastic.
Her in-ring is really good, but I think...
something about her...
I think Charlotte could be the best in the company right now.
I disagree.
I don't know. There's something about that her mic work right now that still throws me off.
It's not natural. She's just not... And it's not her fault. She's being put in situations where she shouldn't have to cut these long promos... and be putting these like really just long segments. I've seen a couple of those and they're just not good. Like the one she did with Bayley on the most recent Raw was, I thought it was boring. I thought it was boring for both of them. I didn't think it played to either of their strengths. They need to stop having their faces read poems. I don't know why they think that's good. it never works.
No, like you said, I think it's a matter of time. I mean, they're still so young and there's time to grow, but I don't think they've had like, you know, you can put Kevin Owens, for example, in a situation like that, because he has, you know, decades of experience under his belt, yeah, where he's able to talk. And, you know, if the crowd ruffles him up in one way, shape, or form, he can find a way to gather it back. And I don't think they have the experience yet to be able to do that. So you shouldn't be put in a situation, like you said, where you have like a 5-minute promo that you have to cut, because 5 minutes is a long time.
She's a great athlete, very good wrestler, obviously. I'm not going to take that away from her. But I just don't see. I'll probably never see like the. I don't know if she's. I just don't see that it factor. I don't know. I've never seen it with her.
I think Alexa Bliss is more of an actress than she is.
Definitely, her acting is really good. That's what's so surprising for someone. She's young too for someone so young. You know,
Alexa Bliss sneers better.
She's
got that sneer,
dude. There's no question. I've seen people say like she really has control of her facial expressions, which is it's a difficult thing to learn. Randy Orton, I know you love Randy Orton. He's one of the he's a phenomenal wrestler. He has one of the stiffest faces in like wrestling history, and that's fine. It's just not his strength. He's extraordinarily gifted in many other ways. That sounded dirty, but
we'll let it go.
Thank you. Okay, I was like, I can let you guys jump in if you have something to say about that.
And well, put it this way, and you know, The Rock with just one eyebrow can do so much, right?
Probably the best, and maybe the best in history as far as facial expressions. Because you got to remember, you got to have that ability not just to play to the camera, but to play to tens of thousands of people in the audience. And if you can do that with your face, right? I mean, I know you're you know they have the assistance of the Titantron, but if you can convey that sort of thing with your body language and your face, I mean, you know, that's what separates the best from the not the best. And I think she's on her way. I really think, and I've been saying this for a long time, so, and I won't back down. I really think she is going to be one of the faces of the company, you know, heading into the future. She's a star.
And I think that's one of the things that I believe actually hurts a Candice LeRae. because they're quite similar. I mean, physique styles.
Yes,
styles.
Physique size. Yeah,
They both can wrestle very well. Now,
Gannis is a pure babyface, though.
True. For the most part, yes.
But some people would have thought the same of Alexa when she first came out, too. I think Candice could play a heel if she had to. I absolutely think she could.
I'd look at Gargano. He was a heel the entire time at Smash Wrestling.
Yeah.
And now he's not.
Candice also has a grittiness to her, I think. There's a grittiness to her that I don't think someone like Alexa has, because she's more experienced, obviously. You know, she like you said, they're definitely look-wise, I could see people placing him in the same category, cute, small blonde girl. But there's a toughness, there's a grittiness and toughness to her wrestling, which is, again, it's hard to teach. And she just has it, you know. Yeah. So yeah, women's tournament hopefully coming up next. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe it might not be. It could be this year.
Could be.
Again, the speed with which this company moves.
Cruiserweight was what, in July, August?
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like 6 months.
Yeah, and there was like a very small maybe a couple months between that and the UK one.
Between what?
That and the UK tournament.
Yeah, it was about 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying that was. It ended. The cruiserweight ended 6 months ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And the UK tournament, though, wasn't as long, right? It was all
2 days.
2 days, yeah. Yep. The cruiserweight tournament was stretched over, what, stretched 2 months? 2 months of shows? Yeah. 10 weeks? Something. It was like a show. It was like a season of a TV show.
Yeah. It was all done very well, actually.
Yeah. So a women's tournament coming up, hopefully. Like you said, they already have the tag team tournament established. Like, that's almost sort of a side thing. It doesn't need its own program. They just kind of do it through NXT, which is very exciting. NXT, I know we should talk about the Rumble at some point, but NXT has... you know, gone through some changes, right? I mean, there's a lot of the talent got called up. There's a lot of talent that's probably going to be called up.
They just keep producing more guys.
They keep producing, as we talked about, buying from, you know, picking them up from the indies, right? Teaching them the WWE style. You know, it kind of segues into the Rumble because this is a good time to bring some people up. First and foremost, I think, let's just jump into it. First and foremost, I think they have to at least let Ty Dillinger make an appearance at number 10.
Oh, it's...
Everyone's asking.
Is that about so overplayed or what?
Yeah, and he doesn't need to stay. He can just be a show up, do this one match, kind of gauge the interest in it, gauge how hot this 10 chant really is, and then if he has to go back to NXT, he goes back to NXT. They've done that before. They've had guys from NXT wrestle on the main show and not be officially called up. So the iron is hot. You know, just strike, right?
Yeah, it's time to do it.
No, I have no problem with that at all in terms of that. And I think when you look at, like I said, for a particular program, NXT, or we can call it its own kind of wrestling
brand.
Group brand, exactly.
Yeah.
I think they've been ravaged by how many people have been called up, and yet I still find that that's the 1 hour of wrestling a week that I will watch above and anything else.
And that was one of the most important things you said there, is it's only 1 hour. You have time to go sit and watch it after dinner or something like that. You don't have 3 hours to watch Raw every night, right? So
or every week, exactly.
Every week, yeah.
Or even SmackDown's two?
2 hours, yeah. I like the 2 hours a lot better than three, but 1 hour is just so much better than two.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of SmackDown recently, mostly because of Alexa Bliss.
SmackDown has been good.
I've enjoyed what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely enjoyed what I've seen. What are some of the storylines we've got going to this Rumble? Not just the Rumble itself, but I know some of the matches. I know SmackDown, John Cena is going to be getting another crack at AJ Styles.
People for no reason, he just kind of shows up and says he wants a match.
Hey, he's John Cena.
He's John Cena.
What
he deserves it.
Yeah, what reason does he need? You're a 15-time champ.
Is it time for 16 yet?
Pop.
I think they're going to save that for Mania, but it's just me.
How many times has he lost to AJ?
Twice, at least.
How many times has he beat AJ?
None.
Exactly.
He's beaten him in a tag match, I want to say.
Yeah, not. Doesn't count.
Does that count? No. It might be the time, but like I said,
you think his time is now?
Ooh. Ooh.
Wow, that's the kind of high level podcasturbation that I feel like people have been missing.
We've been missing. Yeah.
That's the reason why I'm here.
No, I don't think his time is now.
No, I don't think so either.
And I don't think he can see me either.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, no, I wouldn't be surprised. Of course, again, it's going to also depend, both that and the Universal title. What's going on with the Universal title? Kevin Owens and
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Both those could be affected by who they plan to win the Rumble.
I think it's time for Reigns to get it.
Kevin's had a good enough run.
Yeah.
And I think it can be back to it. So I have no problems with that changing hands. Now, the only reason why I would see Cena winning it is if you want to continue the AJ Styles Cena feud. Because, I mean, if Cena loses, I can't see the reason why they would have another match. But if Cena wins, then I can certainly see there having to be a rematch that's necessary. Mm-hmm. And if they want to continue that, another step forward.
Yeah.
Now, I agree with that, except the other reason for Cena to win would be to set up the long-awaited Taker-Cena WrestleMania match.
For the title?
For the title. I don't think it needs the title. That's the thing. Maybe it doesn't need the title. So you could have, so one, you don't need Taker to win the Rumble, and you don't need Cena to win the belt. So that's true. You know, you can have that match without either of those things happening. But let's talk about the Rumble. You've got the odds in front of you, Connor. Is that correct?
Odds, yeah.
Hit me with some odds, man. I haven't been keeping up too much. I know there's a big buzz around Braun Strowman, which is, to me, you know, if you told me that 6 months ago, I'd say you're nuts. But
he's been putting in good work.
This is what I hear.
Do you want to go with, like, do you want to start at the best odds, or do you want to start with just, like, I mean, random
however
odds?
You want to do it, man.
Before we get into the odds, though, I mean, we have to talk about Goldberg, don't we? I mean, above me all, anything else?
I'm not familiar with that name.
Well, sorry, the Royal Rumble of...
Gilbert?
No, 2000, right? This is what we're talking about?
Oh.
2000 Royal Rumble? Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Undertaker.
I wasn't old enough to watch wrestling.
John Cena. So much for this new talent that's going out there, isn't it?
I believe we saw Brock Lesnar and Goldberg recently, live.
No, we didn't.
We saw Goldberg show up.
I don't know. That didn't look like Brock Lesnar from how high we were and how long that match was. Oh, did I say long? No, it wasn't a very long match.
No.
I'll give WWE credit, though. That Survivor Series caught me completely off guard.
Yep. No one would have seen that one coming.
Nobody saw that one coming, and I'm okay having spent that kind of money to watch Brock Lesnar for 5 seconds get pummeled.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was worth it just for the 5-on-5 match. That was a great match. But anyway, would you like to hear Royal Rumble odds?
Hit me. What do you got?
All right. So coming in with the lowest odds, Dana White, 1,500-1.
Why is that even on there?
There's some pretty crazy ones. Floyd Mayweather, Donald Trump, Jesus, Barack Obama, at 1,000-1.
It's actually more than 1,000-1.
So Dana White is a longer odd to win the Royal Rumble than president-elect.
Oh, sorry, you can't say it.
Than Trump.
You got 4 years of this.
I don't have to say it. He's not my president. But really? Wow.
It's true.
You know what? I'm sure that Trump could wind up having it done for his favor. He could tell Mr. McMahon.
He's the president now? He's a WWE Hall of Famer?
Didn't he put Linda McMahon in part of one of his cabinets or something?
Yeah. She's involved, yeah.
Yeah.
So clearly.
He could win the Royal Rumble.
Collusion.
I'm surprised it's 1,000. Should have been like 10-1.
What else we got?
Anyways, keep it going. At 750-1, we got Ronda Rousey, Mick Foley, David Otunga, Byron Saxton, and Booker T. Who has the best shot of being in the match? Out of those guys. Foley?
No, Booker T, but I guess he just did that last
year. No, I think Foley does, because I think his boss can force him into it.
A little storyline. Get your butt in there.
You brought an Undertaker, but that's not enough. We need you in there.
And it's like, you can't just throw yourself out. It's like, you better last at least 10 minutes or you're fired or something like that.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of names of 500-1. I'll just name a few. Boogeyman, Rikishi, Connor, who is the the only active roster that high. Jeff Hardy, Hulk Hogan, Edge, Conor McGregor, DDP. Just a bunch of random names. Can't believe Connor's that high.
Now, hold on. All these people have lower odds than James Ellsworth?
Yep.
What?
We're getting to him.
All right.
He's actually in the Rumble, though, I think.
That's Ellsworth. True. Okay, good point. Yeah. Fair enough.
So 300-1, Bo Dallas and Adam Rose.
Wait, Adam Rose?
I like Bo Dallas.
Okay.
Believe. All right, 250-1. Your boy Xavier Woods, Zack Ryder, Vince or Shane. They're together, apparently. Tyler Breeze, TJ Perkins, Ty Dillinger, Sting, Stardust making a return, apparently. Shaquille O'Neal. Rhino, R-Truth, Mark Henry, Bad News Barrett coming back.
Where are these odds? I'm sorry, where are these odds from?
I don't know, just a random website, Odds Checker.
I'm sure you can place a wager into the UK.
Carlito, 250 to 1.
How much
Apollo
is his,
Cruz?
How much is his Apple?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, just wondering.
Probably has a higher shot than him.
I would imagine.
Any names we want to talk about there?
I want to slap $50 on Pentagon Jr. and another hundo on Kenny Omega. Keep
going. Alberto Del Rio, 250 to 1. He's definitely not coming back.
Oh, would that mean Paige is higher?
She's still with the company, Holmes. She's never gone. She was never fired. She just worked. She got a neck injury. She'll be back.
200 to 1. The Big Show, Titus O'Neil, Neville, Kalisto, Eric Rowan, Brian Kendrick, and Big E Langston.
Oh, Big E, man.
Does he even have a last name anymore? I
splashed the money on Big E.
Oh, and Batista is also 200.
I'm surprised that he's that far. I wonder if something has to happen to the New Day. I don't think so, because, I mean, you can have faction, but he deserves to be in the title picture soon.
I would love to see Batista show up, and he's got a movie to promote.
Yep, Guardians 2.
He should at least show up.
All right, 150 to 1.
Sorry, just to have people boo him, yeah.
I don't know.
Him and Roman Reigns should come out together.
I think the worm has turned. I think it was getting better near the end there, and then just the way they timed that was so bad.
I just think they should, you know, have like the yes chance and the no chance. They should have Roman Reigns on one side, a better analogy would be the Sheamus and Cesaro faction when, you know, Sheamus puts his belt up and they boo, and Cesaro puts his belt up and they cheer. I wonder if they would boo Batista and boo Roman Reigns when I know the ring there. That would be cool. Who gets the loudest boos?
Anyways, 150 to 1. We have The Rock, Luke Harper, Kofi Kingston, and Eric Rowan. I know you love Kofi. This is your?
No, I'm more of a Big E man. I think Big E.
Really, you've always loved Kofi.
I was about to say, I thought Kofi.
I've always loved Big E.
Yeah, he's been more of a Big E.
But I also said I hadn't given up on Kofi. I think it's more. I don't know if I'm a huge Kofi fan, but I haven't given up on him being like a main eventer still.
I thought Big E would have been more of a favorite than Kofi.
Yeah,
we're still gonna have our token Kofi moment. That we do every Royal Rumble.
I think it'll be like T.J. Perkins or someone who doesn't know. One of the cruiserweights, one of the crazy cruiserweights who gets to that moment.
Kofi getting too old?
I didn't say that. Maybe he'll have a moment too. You got all his cruiserweights now, you know.
All right, 100 to 1. Sheamus, Rich Swann, Carl Anderson, Kane, Jason Jordan, Hideo Itami, Enzo, Doc Gallows, I'm guessing Luke Gallows, Chad Gable, and Bobby Roode. I'd love to see Bobby Roode in there.
Yeah, just like that glory. When
one name there that I didn't even recognize.
Who?
Repeat that again? Near the beginning.
Sheamus, Rich Swann, Carl Anderson, Kane, Jason Jordan.
Who's Jason Jordan?
He's the
Alpha Mills? Alpha. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Didn't recognize it.
Yeah, he's the guy like that a lot of people have pegged as sort of a future star. I mean, he's got the look. He's a good wrestler. He's part of a tag team, which is always a good way for, you know, one guy to sort of learn the ropes and have his weaknesses covered up until he develops to a better wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then turn on that said partner?
And then turn on that said partner
big
and then
cast.
team up with Kurt Angle as his manager. Was Kurt Angle already on there?
Nope.
Oh, he's actually hot. Oh, that is this is crazy.
So I think Bobby Roode's a shoo-in to be in the Rumble. I don't know about you guys.
But not as a call-up though. Like not an actual
call-up. No, I think
call-up.
He's just to make an appearance.
That'd be cool.
He's what in the title picture now, right? He's got a title match.
He's wrestling
For NXT Shinsuke against Shinsuke after winning the four-man battle. You know what? Just to have that entrance, I can easily see it. That entrance, seeing it live at NXT TakeOver Toronto, was mind-blowing. It was phenomenally good.
Sorry.
Glorious.
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
At 80 to 1, Shawn Michaels, Rusev, and Dolph Ziggler.
Rusev. I wish we lived in a world where Rusev could win the Royal Rumble. He is, we've talked about this before, his Twitter is the funniest. Did you see? Okay, so there was a clip from Total Divas that I think WWE was using to promote the show of Lana. Apparently, she used to date the Old Spice guy, Mustafa. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, but
okay,
you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very tall, handsome.
Which one, the first one or the second one?
The first one, not Terry Crews, the other guy. Isaiah Mustafa, is that his name?
I think so.
Am I racist? I mean, I know I'm racist, but is that a racist to think his name is Isaiah Mustafa? Anyway, so she used to date him, and so he showed up on Total. Of course, in total, total spontaneous, you know, matter as these reality shows are. He just happened to be at this resort that that they were visiting.
Who would have known?
Oh, who would have known? And then like, and she gets like emotional because he's like giving her advice, like, you know what, I'm just glad to see you're happy, and this guy seems like a nice guy. And anyway, she got like emotional. It's like, oh, just felt the love and support of this guy. And then Rusev was like live tweeting during the actual broadcast of the episode. And I think Lana was also tweeting during, and she just says something like, "Oh, thanks to this guy, and he's such a deep, sensitive soul, and his words really meant a lot to me." And Rusev just like quote tweets, and he just was like, "Wow, good for him." So he is really hilarious, and I hope the WWE realizes what a talent they have in him, that he really should be the world champion someday. He's so good.
He tried to do a comedy bit last week or 2 weeks ago, with Shawn Michaels.
Oh, how was it?
It was terrible.
Mm.
It was not funny.
That's when he got kicked, right?
Yeah.
Now, Rusev is at 80 to 1?
Yeah, 80 to 1.
Okay, so does that mean that Lana's even better odds? Because I haven't heard her name yet.
She's double D to 1.
Ooh.
I mean,
I see what you did there.
All right, 66 to 1. Big Cass and Austin Aries.
I have nothing to say about either of those guys.
I don't even know how the two of them got paired at the same time.
Right, it's interesting.
All right, here you go. 50 to 1. Kurt Angle and Cesaro. You think Kurt Angle's coming back?
I'd just like to see Kurt Angle wrestle Cesaro. That would be...
Yeah, that'd be a good match.
Can we have that happen? How about that?
Can Kurt Angle still wrestle?
I don't know.
I haven't seen him wrestle in a long time, right?
Yeah, but not recently, has he been wrestling for quite some time.
No? He was inducted this year. Did you see that?
Yes. Congratulations to him, and well-deserved, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
Stone Cold is inducting, apparently.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
They get along.
That's amazing feuds. They were a great tag team. They had some hilarious comedy segments together. I can understand that. I could see. I think he had a lot to do with Angle becoming a star as well. I think he really helped him. But yeah, Kurt Angle, glad to see him back. Years of rumors, that he would. Man, is Kurt Angle coming back? Angle's contract is up. Is he coming back? Kurt Angle's contract is up. Is he coming back? So I'm glad they finally seemed to patch things up. It was pretty rough there for a while. I mean, there's a lot of words said on both sides as far as WWE saying like
he wasn't parting very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't fit enough to wrestle, and I think it came to light that he'd been using quite a bit of painkillers and things like that, and I don't know if he liked all that dirty laundry being aired. And yeah, it was pretty ugly there for a while. He definitely had bad things to say about the company as well and how they treated him. So, but wrestling for the most part, time heals all wounds, right? And I'm glad he's in before. While he's still, it sounds horrible to say, healthy enough to be inducted right after the whole Macho Man situation. It's a shame he passed away before he got to be inducted. So Angle, good to see him back. Hopefully he can wrestle again. AJ Styles, Cesaro, it's American Alpha.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed, though. Even like with The Undertaker right now, it just doesn't, I know it's just like one match kind of thing. And being old school, I'd love to see these things. But some of it just makes me want to go.
I still think
maybe you should just do the speech and that's it.
I still think he and Cena could set it off. I think those guys are so good at doing so much with so little that they could hide, whatever physical deficiencies that Taker has at this stage in his career and put on just a classic match. I'm really looking forward to that, but I don't know if that's in the plans.
All right. 40 to 1. Triple H, Shinsuke Nakamura, Kevin Owens, and Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega would not be there.
Knew he'd be in there.
I think he's got actually requirements on the next day or two afterwards that I'm pretty sure, apart from everything else that's going on, I don't think Kenny Omega will be there at all.
It's another guy, though, that it's amazing we're even talking about it because he's pretty happy with his life outside of the WWE. He had been in the developmental system a long time ago, and he didn't enjoy it. It just wasn't for him at the time.
Getting a little older, you might want to settle down, have a good contract.
But I mean, he makes so much money in Japan. That's the thing is, I don't know. Obviously, there's no pay quite like the WWE, but he makes a very, very healthy living in Japan with merchandise. And again, the fact that he's a main eventer there, one of the biggest stars. He really never needs to work for the WWE other than now at this point to prove that and show people that he is, amongst the. Not just the best in the world, but also the best with some of North America's talent. But I don't know. I feel like he's never had that mentality, from what I know about him, of, you need to be in WWE to show you're the best. I'm not sure if he cares about that, but that's a lot what a lot of people say and what a lot of people think could push him towards.
What I'm curious about is that if his music hits, who's going to know him?
But the way they do it now, though, is, you know, it'll have Omega right away. Yeah. Within the first year. Omega
but how
symbol.
Many, even if you see the even name, how many people
know?
Are, yeah.
Right. Other than.
I think AJ Styles is a different, like, different guy because I think people, a lot of people knew about him before.
Fans are so smart. The ones that go to the Royal Rumbles and stuff.
Yeah.
They'll be chanting Kenny. I'll guarantee this. They will be an Omega chant during the match or whatever, some sort of Kenny Omega chant.
Quite possible.
Because, you know, people are so eager to look cool. Yeah, see, we know who Kenny Omega is. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they have, like, Bullet Club and all the other, the Elite.
Yeah. See, T-shirts I can there. Act too. See, that's my, that's, I call that.
That was good.
I call that jerky fan.
But yeah,
CM Punk's the best. Yeah.
Yeah,
that one wasn't as good.
Hold on. Did we have CM Punk on anywhere on the list yet?
Yeah, already passed.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I think he'd be mentioned.
Even, I didn't even name him because he's
I actually
50 to 1.
Yo, the Nakamura odds, I think that's legitimate.
40 to 1?
Can you imagine?
Well,
I think he might be in it.
I don't think an NXT champion
he might win it.
Oh, no, actually, I'm just trying to think of as a champion ever been in the Royal Rumble. But Kevin Owens was the champion when he was on Raw, when he first debuted, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that
was it in the Rumble
possible.
With the title, though?
That's no, he wasn't.
I'm saying splash some cash on Shinsuke. That's what I'm telling to all you gamblers out there.
33 to 1. Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, AJ Styles.
Mm. Hold on. Sami Zayn has the same odds as all those other people?
He does.
Nothing against Sami Zayn, but he's nowhere near, in terms of a storyline, anywhere near these other guys.
Do we know for sure that the four world title participants are going to be in the Rumble? Not necessarily, right?
None of them have announced that they're in it. Yet.
Right. So, theoretically, because, I mean, there obviously have been years where guys wrestle a big match and do the Rumble.
I think the two losers will be in it.
I feel like none of them are going to be in it. I almost feel like none of them are going to be in it.
I think Kevin Owens will be in it regardless.
No. Well,
he did it last year.
Unless you're talking that
he had two matches last year.
Right. But he wasn't the champion.
No.
The champion certainly is not going to be in it because then why would he?
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point of him on himself? So, and the Royal Rumble is always the last match too, right?
Yeah. Traditionally, unless The Rock is involved. The Rock once, I think The Rock and CM Punk once main evented over the Rumble and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess somebody, you know, whoever loses those two matches can be in it, but you never know. I mean, if you look at the poster, John Cena is front and center. Well, front and to the right.
I'm going to say,
never know.
Don't bet on any of those four guys being in it. That's my other pro gambling tip.
Here's the next one then. 25 to 1. Seth Rollins, John Cena, and Baron Corbin.
Did you develop a lisp there for a second?
What?
Just for Baron.
You, that was weird. I thought you, like, developed a lisp moment.
Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Rogan?
Seth Rogen.
At 25 to 1?
25 to 1, Seth Rogen.
Boy, I didn't realize the odds were that high.
That is good odds.
Oh, wait a second. Yes, Seth Rogen? Oh, okay. I get it now.
Seth Rollins.
You have no idea how many times I always say Seth Rogen instead of Seth Rollins.
Oh, sorry, who's against Seth Rollins?
John Cena and Baron Corbin.
Again, like I said, I don't think Cena's going to be in it. Seth Rollins totally seems like he's going to be the 45-minute, an hour man, you know what I mean? One of the top five guys in it and going to go the length and make everyone look good and do some crazy spots. I don't think he's going to win it, though. I'm sorry, who was the last one again?
Baron Corbin.
Still too soon.
Yeah.
You're right. If a Raw big man's going to do it, it's obviously going to be someone who you're going to name later. We'll get
to
it.
He's on SmackDown, but that's all right. All right, here's my pick. 20 to 1, The Miz.
He's all by himself? He's only 20 to 1?
20 to 1.
Deserving?
My pick.
Yes.
Doesn't have the IC title anymore.
Hugely underrated? Yes.
I think he's properly rated now. I don't know if he's underrated anymore.
He's been given a good run, actually, as the IC.
Yeah, I think the definitely, like as far as I can tell, critical opinion has turned in his favor.
In his favor.
Yeah, as it should have.
And I think having Maurice there beside him is has been a plus on both sides.
For all of us.
Yes. and for him, too. But yeah, but not going to win, but yes.
No, it's my pick to win.
He could. He really could.
He dropped the IC title last week, 2 weeks ago.
And where would it go with him winning?
Him and AJ. That'd be a great match.
Definitely not him and Cena. They're not going to run that one back again.
No.
Him and AJ. And the transition AJ into a face.
Yeah.
Which
I think he's better as a face by himself.
Fans definitely want to cheer him. I mean,
he's
been great as a heel. But definitely fans want to cheer him, right? I mean, he's just been the best, probably the best in-ring wrestler since he joined the company.
Yep.
And it's hard to boo a guy like that for that long, right? So I like that. That's a sneaky one. Yeah. I think it's possible. I don't know if he's going to win it, but he definitely, even if he doesn't win it, it could be someone from Raw wins it, but Miz at least positions himself as the guy to wrestle AJ at Mania
or the next event. Interferes in the match.
Hmm. I like that.
16-1, Brock Lesnar. I don't think he's going to win.
Him and Goldberg eliminate each other, right?
I would assume. Or in some way. Goldberg will eliminate Brock Lesnar, and then Brock Lesnar will come back in and throw Goldberg out or something like that.
Well, I'm going to reserve my comment until somebody else's name comes up.
Let me ask you, though. Do you have, or you can reserve this for later as well, do you have the urge to see them wrestle again at WrestleMania?
Well, yes. I have an urge to see them because they haven't wrestled. When was the last time they wrestled?
2004?
Well, that's my point. They didn't wrestle in the Survivor Series.
That Survivor Series, I'll call it a debacle. Do you think that debacle, again, has killed your interest in seeing them wrestle like a non-gimmicked, just straight-up one-on-one match? Like, if they wrestle again, does it have to be a gimmick? Does it have to be something on the line?
No, I have a completely different opinion.
Yeah, I think it intrigued me more.
I think it was not a debacle at all. I think, hold on, let me phrase that. If we walk away from this and Goldberg, Lesnar don't win the Royal Rumble and there's no follow-up match, then yes, it was a huge debacle. But I think it should lead to something bigger and better, and I think they're waiting for WrestleMania, and I have no problem with that whatsoever. And I think that, you know, even having after, you know, spent money on a ticket, I have no problems with them finishing off there. Now, what I was going to say was that I thought they might intrigue it more in having it as a three-way match with The Undertaker being the third one. And that would be Undertaker's final match. I don't know. That's initially what I thought because I don't see either of them winning it to get a championship, although I know that's what Goldberg was leading for, a championship run.
I don't think that'll happen because I don't think they would give The Undertaker Goldberg as his last match.
Goldberg and Lesnar.
I know. I think his last match is going to be just Brock Lesnar, and he's going to go over. Just to say
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
But I still like Cena, too. I mean, but so we're eliminating people from winning the Royal Rumble because of who we suspect will be
someone
Undertaker's match.
That's the only way to do it, though. That's the only way to...
Someone
to
could win the title before Benny, though.
True.
Could. Goldberg is already...
Don't they have 4,500 pay-per-views between the Royal Rumble and...
Yeah. What do they have? Just Fastlane, right? Or is there also an Elimination Chamber back?
They have like two pay-per-views a month now.
They're not bringing the Elimination Chamber back in between?
Yeah. Elimination Chamber for SmackDown and then Fastlane for Raw.
Elimination Chamber is a SmackDown only? That's interesting.
SmackDown only.
Probably
well,
a good
Hell
idea
in a Cell
make...
was only Raw.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Goldberg's already been scheduled to fight at Fastlane.
I like the Elimination Chamber. Don't throw my girl Alexa in that Elimination Chamber, though. Don't do that. I mean, it makes so much sense to do it because she's got like an ally and it'd be like, you know.
I don't think
James
it's
going to
be a female Elimination Chamber.
That's the rumor, though. They said they want to talk about it. But that thing
they
is that
they don't have enough female talent on SmackDown to do
they
it.
They have like enough 6 people. That's all you need.
I know, but I think it needs to be a interpromotional. One.
Alexa, stay out of there. That's all I'm saying. Stay out of there. You don't want
it's
none of
not
that.
Good for you.
No, should we keep
it's
going,
not good
guys?
For anyone.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
14-1, Chris Jericho.
Not gonna happen. But he could be one.
I
of
like
those.
To see Jericho KO at Mania.
He's clearly gonna wrestle KO at Mania. The question is, do they need the match to set that up? Probably not. So
title versus title match. Jericho wins both titles again at Mania?
Oh, man. No, but even still, that would be pretty cool, though, if he wins it and therefore they have to fight each other. It'd be an interesting kind of storyline in terms of how do you still keep the... Do I call it a friendship? Is it a friendship?
Mm. Of course.
They're the best friends. Of course they are. Of course. But yeah, if he were to win, that would make an interesting storyline. Because then, you know, go after the SmackDown one. Go after the SmackDown one.
Yeah, I would love that. Yeah.
No, I want the Universal one.
Oh, man. It's such a... And again, they've done such a beautiful job of building up their friendship and the inevitable turn. Fans will eat it up, right? It's really been well done. Credit to Jericho and KO, but so much Jericho just for, once again, reinventing himself. He's done it so many times. It's...
Drink it in, man.
I don't
know.
Do
you know what he's done?
Huh?
You know what he's done? He's done it.
Nice. He could win.
You think you're funny, eh? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
I'm on the side that he doesn't, that again, they built up the relationship so well, it doesn't need the Rumble to set up them wrestling. But you're right, Pop, that's a very logical way to just make that next jump. Yeah.
The unfortunate thing about that, though, is, and I think that's what the main problem with Raw right now, is those two are your show. And if you do that, again, it's like all your eggs are in one basket. Not saying that they can't pull it off. They can. But you need to give, I think, other people in Raw something else to do.
Yeah, but they've opened in the same storyline for the last 3 months anyway. So it's not like it's any different, right?
Carry on.
All right. 6-1. Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
Who made these odds? Finn Balor, fine. Samoa Joe?
Why not?
You know, out of all the NXT wrestlers, he has the most experience. He has the most name out of any of them. Tell me any NXT who has got a better name than he does.
Nakamura.
No. I think you ask people on the streets, or you ask even wrestlers or wrestling fans, people know a lot more about Samoa Joe than they know about
Shinsuke. What about on the streets of Tokyo?
I'll give you that one. I had to think about it, but I'll give you that one.
Okay, I'll give you 6-1 odds that he's going to be in it. I'll give him that. I don't think he's going to win. That's absurd.
No, not necessarily win, but I'm just saying that out of the NXT, I think he does deserve the best odds.
He'll be in it. He ain't going to win it.
You guys ready?
He just made the list.
5-1, Randy Orton.
As a member of the Wyatt family, which I still don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
It's kind of...
Is he still part of the Wyatt family?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's kind of just made him... It's just... I like it. It's like a little extra wrinkle to his character. I wish they do like some segments like where they try to like make him grow a beard or like look more like them, but...
That would be funny. That's something I would pay to watch.
It's just a way to break off Luke Harper from with them, and it's a way to set Bray by himself once they feud. I think that's the only reason why he's there.
Now, that would be a good feud between Randy Orton and Bray. And
like you said,
I think it would be. And I think that's what something Bray should be in that imaginary title picture with Big E and Rusev. I think he would be very good in that mix.
Yeah. All right, 4-1, boys.
We're getting there.
He has only 3 names left. 4-1, The Undertaker and Braun Strowman. And silence.
Well, I honestly can't see Braun Strowman up there. I know they've been building him, but how many times have we gone into a Royal Rumble with Mark Henry? My God, nobody can touch him. The Big Show. My God, nobody can touch him. And how many times have these big guys actually won one?
I just want to say that this Rumble seems unpredictable. Is that fair? Or have I just not been watching enough? Is there a pretty obvious, like... 3 or 4, like, as you know, usually every year there's 3 or 4 guys you feel like can win.
There's
is
a
that
few,
usual?
But
because I like
it's
the idea.
More open than usual.
Well, I think we talk about Jericho, Miz, Roman Reigns, John Cena if he's in it, Undertaker, Strowman, Lesnar. Lesnar, but he's
Goldberg.
Yeah,
but there's a possibility depending on how they want to go. I agree with you.
Shinsuke, Samoa Joe, like there's legitimately, I feel like, names that if they won it, you'd be shocked in a good way.
I think they just put all of their big names in the Rumble.
This one seems really stacked.
Yeah.
But I think, like I said, I think it's a lot more open. Not so much stacked as compared to other years, because I think they've been as well. But I think the other years we had a more clear definition in terms of what might be happening, that there was usually 3, maybe 4 that we knew it would be one of those 3 or 4.
Yeah, we all saw Triple H winning last year.
Right. I mean, it was going to be Triple H or 1 or 2 other guys, depending on how they wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. Connor, do you think Tyler Bates, didn't they give him a shot?
Not
to
know.
Win it. Just
I would like
to
see him in it, but I don't know if it's too soon. They haven't really had him other than those 3 matches.
It's him or Jack Gallagher, too. You can't have them both.
I was about to say, and Gallagher, where is he?
He's killing on 205.
I know, but I would love to see him in the Rumble.
It wasn't even on the list.
I know, it wasn't even on the list.
All right. Best odds, 3-1, Bill Goldberg.
Man.
What year is it again?
If he wins the Rumble, I'm not going to be happy about that.
What if he's the first person and wins the Rumble?
That's even worse.
This is from a man that couldn't put together a 5-minute match. He couldn't put together a 5-minute match.
Yeah, so what you'll see is him sitting a lot, hitting a move maybe every 10 minutes, and then sitting down. A lot of lying down.
Well, how does he get kicked out, though? You think him and Brock Lesnar just go after each other?
Yeah,
and
I think
both be follow the ring.
Brock,
yeah, I think they'll do a double elimination, like a tumble over. I think Brock has to get his revenge in convincing fashion for them to set up the third match.
Undertaker, double choke slam over the. Never mind.
Through a table. Yeah, no, yeah. Just. Yeah, like a 12-foot plunge for both guys. Yeah, that's great. I'm sure that's what they signed up for.
Do you want to hear all the names that are in the Rumble right now?
That we know for sure?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Big E, Kofi, Xavier Woods, Jericho, Strowman, Baron Corbin, Seth Rollins, Undertaker, Ambrose, Miz, Ziggler, Cesaro, Sheamus, Bray, Randy, Luke Harper, and Big Show.
I think I counted 19 there.
19, yeah.
And then the surprise. So then there's like Angle could be surprise. What other surprises do you think we could see? Do you have any idea?
Like Finn Balor return.
Finn Balor return, yes. Angle's the one everyone's talking about.
I don't know about that. Do they usually have an awkward?
Yeah, I think Booker T was last year. I think Booker T came back last year.
When you have Goldberg and Lesnar and Undertaker, yeah, right. Do you really need that kind of angle?
The other thing is, I really think they're going to announce Angle's return ahead of time for like a Raw. I think they're going to. I don't think they're going to waste it on a surprise.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't.
I shouldn't say waste on a surprise because those surprises are what make people watch every year. Like, oh man, Angle showed up last year. Who knows who could be in the Rumble this year, right?
Who was it last year? AJ, right?
It was AJ. Yes. Am I crazy? Maybe the Booker T one was 2 years ago. Maybe that was the year that all the announcers started jumping in. Remember, like, it was like Booker T. It was like.
That was definitely more than 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. And then JBL and Cole. That was so stupid.
No, because I remember, yeah, AJ came in and
AJ
then
was the big name.
Kevin Owens eliminated him.
Yeah.
When he yelled out to the crowd, welcome to WWE. Yeah. And threw him out. What else happened? Oh, yeah. I remember what happened last year.
Boogeyman?
Probably the most incredible thing that happened. I won the Royal Rumble tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you remember that? Did you remember that?
You won our second annual pool.
I won it by picking the very first number, which was number 30 in Triple H. I won it. It was me. Yes. I won it. Just wanted to make sure that everybody realized
your
that.
Strategy was amazing. I will say, I don't know how you did it, Pop. I want to learn from you.
Well, you're going to copy my strategy.
I'm going to try and copy. But the thing is, you're probably already onto your next strategy.
No. But my strategy last year was I get to pick first because I was hosting the event. You're going to be hosting the event this year.
Yes.
I think Mitch gets first pick.
Well, he won't be there, so it doesn't matter. Okay. So for people who don't know.
You should get your first pick.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, we're doing a Rumble pool, which I assume many have, we didn't invent it. It's a pretty basic thing. What's that?
You didn't invent it?
There's no way I invented it. It's such a basic concept.
So disappointed.
Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint you. So, you get a bowl. You put a bunch of numbers in there. Depending on how many people you have over your Royal Rumble gathering, everyone gets an even amount of numbers. And numbers 1 to 30, indicating the participants in the contest. And everyone gets an equal amount of numbers. And then you just randomly drawn. Again, but Pop strategy that last year was amazing. I don't know how you did it. But, they're randomly drawn. And pretty much you wait to see people come out. You see what numbers you got. And whoever has the, whatever wrestler wins, if you have the corresponding number to that wrestler's entrance, you win money. We're all going to put a pool.
Well,
in, so.
you win the pool, but
yes,
the people and sponsors that has the Heel Turns podcast do not support anything with regards to gambling.
Oh,
please,
no, not
know
at
your
all.
Limits.
Not at all. I mean, you win the pool of candy. But definitely, I recommend to everyone. Yeah, if you want to spice up your Royal Rumble experience, have a fun little kind of just play for fun.
And you get to brag for a full year, which sadly comes to an end.
You haven't been bragging at all.
I just
You've been a very humble winner.
I just did.
You kind of got out of your system now. That was a lot. Yeah.
Yes,
that was
thank
a lot.
You. I got it. And I'm going to win it again this year. So.
And the best part of the game is it doesn't matter if you're watching with people who know wrestling or don't know wrestling because it's completely random. You don't get to pick anyone. People who don't watch wrestling will see someone like Big E come out and be like, oh, this guy's got to win. Look at this day. This dude's huge.
Shaking
he's so strong.
Hips.
Yeah, shaking his hips. He's incredible.
That was just a dig at me, right? Because I won. You're just saying that you don't have to know anything? That was a dig.
I would never.
He made the list again.
I complimented your strategy. Your
He's
incredible strategy of picking numbers.
You said I know nothing about wrestling.
I've said that many times.
Which
yes,
is
but
true.
It has, yes, I, that,
it's
that
true.
Is true.
It's true. It's true.
Did we say James? So the list you
I
read.
I didn't see Ellsworth on it at all.
He's got to be in it. The list you read, did it have any of the world title? It didn't have any of the world title guys in it. I don't think it will.
Does
it
have Kevin Owens
on what?
Or AJ Styles?
List on the list of entrants already?
Yeah.
Correct.
No.
Okay. But they could still. You're right. Yeah. But I'm betting they won't.
And neither Roman Reigns or Cena, right?
No.
So we got 11 free spots. I think James Ellsworth's going to be one of them. I think you got a couple NXT guys. I think you got an old timer. Some old timer's going to roll out there. I don't know. And the other ones, I don't know.
We're talking about old timers. Was something I have to bring up quickly.
Please.
You know what I found myself doing the last couple of weeks? Just trying to find something to keep me entertained on YouTube for a little bit. I've been watching Jake the Snake promos. My God, what a classic. I miss having somebody like that.
And thank goodness that he got his life sorted out.
Yeah, speaking of Jake, did you see the documentary?
I did.
Yes.
That was pretty good, eh?
Yep. And back to his Hall of Fame speech, which was brought me to tears. But, wow, could that guy cut a promo? Wow.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I think you're going to end this. We can end this podcast. What are we at? What are we at?
So, do you want to make predictions or?
Oh, we got to fit some. Well, I was going to say, okay, then I won't end the podcast on this, but I will say Jake the Snake is the kind of guy that's proof that nobody, and Scott Hall is also in that documentary, also seems to be doing well. God bless him. You know, nobody, I like to believe nobody is beyond help. You know, you just need to reach out to someone. We have an event in Canada. Bell Let's Talk is on Wednesday, January 25th. This podcast will probably come out after. but you know, the whole thing is the event is supposed to raise awareness for, you know, through social media about, you know, speaking about mental illness and things like that. And really, mental illness, which, you know, often leads to addiction and things like that, which is Jake the Snake's issue. So even though this is probably going to come out after the event, it's the kind of thing where the conversation should be year-round. And, you know, if you know anyone out there with mental illness, you yourself have mental illness, please try and reach out and talk about it. And, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. So I'll end on that nice note, and then we can go to our predictions.
Well said, sir.
Thank you.
All right, do you want to do all the matches?
Oh, yeah, sure. There's not that many, so yeah.
All right. Cesaro and Sheamus versus Gallows and Anderson. And there's two referees for some reason.
Go with the champions.
Who has the belts right now?
Cesaro and Sheamus.
Do they?
Yeah. I think it's time for the club.
I think the club needs it too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Cesaro and Sheamus need it. They're both in the Rumble. I don't know.
Yeah, they can move on.
All right, Rich Swann versus Neville. Rich Swann champion.
I think Neville's going to win it.
I have to go with Neville.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna fly this belt around a little bit until they really feel like they have someone who's a strong guy. And it might be Neville. Like, Neville, I kind of like that he's a bad guy look, because I think he's got, it sounds hurtful, I think he's got like a snooty look about him.
A snooty look?
Yeah, he's British. Snooty. He's English, you're right. I hate to say it, he's a little snooty. And I think you got to play up on that. So.
And I think he has a bigger name, and the 205 needs a bigger name right now.
Yeah, I say Neville, go for it. I think Neville, I see what another title change.
I think Neville's going to win too, but I'm going to be different and say Rich Swann, just so I can beat you guys.
Okay.
All right, Charlotte versus Bayley.
Charlotte.
This
is their first big match,
right?
Charlotte,
yeah.
If Bayley wins the first match, it kills the storyline completely.
Yeah,
it,
Charlotte's never lost at a pay-per-view too.
That too. Yeah, they got it. They're like, yeah, I mean, that's, they got to keep,
they're really playing that up.
The streak.
Yeah. All right, AJ, John Cena.
Well, that's a tough one.
I really want AJ to keep it, but maybe he is ready to move on to another feud. I don't know. And maybe he doesn't need the title.
He doesn't need the title, but I don't think John Cena is going to win it at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I still
think. The 16th.
I still go with AJ.
Yeah, I'm going with AJ too.
Oh, man. I'm going to go Cena.
Hold on a second. Can I change my selection?
No.
I say AJ is going to keep the belt.
Interesting. Yes. Right.
Think the club's going to come out and help him?
Or I'd like your idea of The Miz coming and interfering.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cena wins. Cena wins, maybe not, doesn't get the belt.
At the end of the day, the belt still stays with AJ.
KO, Roman Reigns, and Jericho's going to be suspended in a shark cage.
Well, I saw what Ellery did with the... Things of Pain, whatever they're called, the tag team, the tag team classic. He was locked in a shark cage and still managed to use some treachery. I say Kevin Owens wins. I say Roman Reigns is the Buffalo Bills not winning a championship.
He's won like three.
Yeah, who cares?
Owens going to retain.
I'm going with Reigns. I think it's his time. I think it sets up a feud between KO and Jericho.
That doesn't need the belt. True. Yeah. Probably doesn't need the belt. Right. And Jericho has a belt, right? He's a U.S. title, right?
U.S., yeah.
Jericho could actually cost the match. So I can see that, too.
And the last match, Royal Rumble. Who's winning it, boys?
Gosh, all this talk. And now in my head, I've forgotten all the dynamics of, like, oh, what they're trying to set up at Mania. It's all, like, twisted now in my head of what they could be. I don't want to go first. Pop.
You already know my pick.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to say John Cena.
He's double dipping tonight? You think he's going to lose the match, not get the title, and then pop up again and win the Rumble, eh?
That's my pick.
I got The Miz.
You know, I don't watch wrestling, so it's really tough. I don't know who any of these people are, so it's really tough for me to make a pick.
You don't know who any of these people are?
I don't know. Well, there's
they're
one
all stars from, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's when I was still watching wrestling.
Weren't they part of your, like, WWE SmackDown card?
I'm going to go, I think...
Card game? Didn't you remember them from them?
Look, there's really only one current star that I'm really invested in, and she's definitely going to win the whole thing. Alexa Bliss is going to come in number 30, steal the show, get that world title at WrestleMania, break down those barriers, become a bigger female athletic star than Ronda Rousey and Serena Williams combined. Alexa Bliss, that's my pick for the Royal Rumble.
And who's your real pick?
I don't think I have one.
You have to. You have to just make one.
It's not going to be Braun Strowman, right? It can't be Braun Strowman.
You know as much as I do, dude.
It's not going to be Braun Strowman. You know who it's going to be? I'll go with the safe pick. Just so they can set up a number of possible matches. Let's say The Undertaker. Let's do it. It's been a while since he's won one. Yeah. I'm down with that. I'm going to say The Undertaker. But actually, Alexa Bliss.
If you're not down with that,
go ahead.
Two words for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not going to win it either.
That's okay if you don't.
That's it?
Not down with it, yeah.
That's almost three words. Anyway, but really, Alexa Bliss, that's my pick. But either way, what a great show we've had today. I hope everyone gets the chance to watch the Royal Rumble this Sunday only on the WWE Network. Oh, I think you can also buy it on pay-per-view, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But only on the WWE Network for how much Canadian? $11.99 Canadian. We'll be getting together at my place.
If anyone wants to come to the Pleasure Dome.
At the Pleasure Dome. Honestly, we really don't have that much space or chairs to accommodate that many people. But it's going to be a great time anyway.
But Alexa, you are invited.
Alexa Bliss and, you know, maybe even her boyfriend Murphy can come, whatever. Hopefully he doesn't. But, they seem like a fine couple. They're both welcome to come over. Well, she can't come over. She's going to be in the Rumble and winning it. Guys, what are you doing?
See? Easily checked.
You're sabotaging the whole thing. You better not be the one to die. Royal Rumble 2017. Cause we've been putting in the mouth. Support indie wrestling. We only taking what was ours. # Bell Let's Talk. So you better not be the one to doubt us. Guys, welcome back.
Been a pleasure. Cause we gon' blow your mind. We gon' blow your mind.